Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and women, getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, with us now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Seems our Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, is on a world extravaganza trip right now. And here's a little bit about where he's at and what he's doing.
The president says he is dispatching Blinken to the region to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for a resumption in long-stalled peace talks. Blinken will make stops in Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. The Biden administration was criticized by some Democratic allies for its handling of the crisis, but the White House defended its approach, calling it quiet, intensive diplomacy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I believe he's there right now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and of course we know that Biden tried to take credit for the peace thing last week and forgot to mention the fact that it was all negotiated and put together finally by Egypt.
Look at the bigger issue that has me furious is that we are about to send, if we haven't already, a big, big pile of money to rebuild Gaza.
Correct.
That's nuts.
Yep. And Egypt also said they were going to throw money in the works, and there was someone else, I forget who the other country was, but they were going to throw money in the works, too. By the way, there was one really good thing that came out yesterday. Did you see the statement by the United Arab Emirates standing up for Israel?
Well, yeah, I did, and it is important, and rightly so. Remember that we still have, I think there are still some talks going on with some other countries for the Abraham Accords, but then again, the Biden administration could torpedo any of those, so they tend to do those kinds of things.
Well, I suppose it is what it is, but, you know, yeah, we are hoping for the best here, and we'll just see what happens. Now, we found some more discrepancies. Of all places, they're auditing New Hampshire up there, and they scanned up there, counted 28% of the test ballots for GOP candidates, and the discrepancies are that they only had 28% of that would scan, and the discrepancies were caused largely by a ballot fold effect.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting to determine. You think that the way that the ballots are folded and they go into the envelopes, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it is kind of a big deal, because if there is a fold or not a fold, then that tells you that there, those ballots weren't part of a normal, batch.
Right.
So, yeah, and the big question is, does it come from the printer that way? Because obviously they had to be printed from someplace.
Uh-huh.
Or, did, this happen at the polling place or some other weird kind of warehouse? So, yeah, you wouldn't think that we'd be dealing with the folds on ballots, but that is indeed true.
Well, years ago, some of the ballots that were printed and some of the official state forms that were printed and all that stuff came out of the state prisons. That was some of what they did, and they got paid pennies on the dollar to do it, the prisoners I'm talking about. I wonder if any of that is the same today.
I don't think so.
Okay, because that would explain something, or a little bit anyway, but who knows. By the way, we have got the Ohio Lottery, I'll call it, the Ohio Lottery, where how many Ohioans have gotten the COVID vaccine since the governor announced they were going to get an entry into the $1 million lottery?2.7 million in Ohio. 2.7 million in Ohio. So that apparently is working out quite well for them there. And
there's a lot of very peculiar type incentives that are being applied by some of these governors. And there are two counties in the state of Georgia that have said to those criminals that are whatever, that if you get the vaccine, then we will reduce the time that you have to give to community service in half.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Okay, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, Denise wrote an article yesterday. We're going to talk about that along with some other things. And don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, before we get back to Denise Simon, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company. And they have a little product that can help you. And here's what they've got.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, before we get to Denise Simon, who we're going to bring in right now, we've got Elliot just called in on the phone line, so let's see what Elliot wants to ask. And good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. If you can give me 60 seconds here, I have a quick comment and a question for Denise. You know, there are a lot of left-wing news networks out there, and the BBC World News is a left-wing organization, but they have great investigative team of journalists. They featured a program called Detained in America. I would like for all Republicans to look at that, Detained in America. Their teams followed some of them at the children's facility at the border, and some are tracked all the way to their final destination. They discover raw child abuse, raw. Mm-hmm. Now, my question to Denise this morning is, Chris Wallace, leftist from Fox News, serves as a moderator during the presidential debate. His actions was morally reprehensible. Republicans say they are cleaning house. I would like to know if President Trump can file charges with the debate commission and request his permanent removal from presidential debates. I'll hang up and listen to your comment, Denise. Have a great day.
All right. Go ahead, Denise, because I think I know the answer, but you first.
Trump has lots of reasons that he can file suit. He can do it not only with the debate commission, but he can also do it with media.
Mm-hmm.
When they were pushing the whole Russian collusion narrative. I believe, too, that he can, in fact, sue those like the former FBI types.
Yes.
On what they did. So, yeah, he has, I think he has a lot of opportunities there, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I've actually talked about that a couple of times. As far as the BBC goes, yes, they do have a good investigative team, and the child abuse that's been going on actually was going on going back to the Obama administration, because you had some pretty nefarious people that were applying to be foster hosts or foster parents to the unaccompanied minors, which, and they ended up in the slave trade, they ended up in the sex trade, and
right.
You know, working child labor on yeah. in agriculture too. So it's not a new phenomenon.
All right, Elliot just called back. Okay, Elliot, what'd you forget? All right, I don't know what that's all about. He's he might have pocket dialed us, but anyway, so there you go. All right. Now, before we go to your story that you wrote about, which is phenomenal, fascinating to say the least, unfortunately, a death threat against Senator Rand Paul, a suspicious package with some sort of powder in it was sent to him, a disgusting comment made, a rifle pointed to his head. I mean, come on, give me a break here.
Well, he's been under full-blown assault going all the way back to his neighbor. So,
yep.
I think in some cases he's kind of used to this, but I think the FBI is going to have some interesting investigative work to do on this one, to because he used the mail service and those kinds of threats. So it'll be interesting to see where this one goes.
Now, never to be saying the word never, Joe Biden and his COVID relief has found waste, fraud, and abuse globally by some of the things that are out there. And I'm just going to mention just one thing that I mentioned to you a few minutes ago. $24 million goes to Syria to encourage them to wash their hands.
Well, understand, he just signed the relief bill. He has no clue, and nobody at the White House read what was in the COVID relief bill. So the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, created a website. And in that website, it's to track the waste, fraud, and abuse of the monies that were inside the COVID relief bill. So COVID relief. Now, think about that one. So when you send money to Uruguay for scuba gear, I don't think that has anything to do with COVID relief. When you send money to Ukraine for HIV research, call Dr. Fauci. You know, he's the expert on HIV.
Yeah.
We built a couple of gazebos down in, or we're going to, at Guantanamo Bay.
Uh-huh.
So... And then we send $5 million for civil society grants to Russia. I don't know what that means.
Did you see the store that it came from, the Cedar store?
Yes.
Do you know what the significance of that is? Whose relative owns that?
I don't know who owns it.
Chucky Boy Schumer's cousin.
Well, that's actually where I was going to go next. The deeper part of the story is who in Congress injected these things into the bill. I mean, while they sound ridiculous, like, you know, building gazebos and ejection seat repairs to repair ejection seats for a T-38C airplane in Gabon.
Yeah.
For $180,000. So where did this come from? Who put it in there? And I think that's the bigger part of the story.
Yeah.
So not only do we have ridiculous fake PPP loans that have they're in the billions and billions and billions of dollars, but when we have got our emergency COVID relief fund going to Fiji or Russia or Syria or Gabon or Ukraine, we have some bigger questions we need to ask. And I think if, you know, your show is heard across the world, so maybe some of your listeners ought to be calling their congresspeople and saying, who put this in the bill, and see if we can't get to a little closer to it.
Yeah, because some of this is absolutely nuts. Nuts.
Well, I mean, who, why are we buying scuba gear?
Right. Yeah.
And why are we giving money to Canada? Canada's got plenty of money.
And I love the military, but why are we paying for a nuclear sub to be built out of COVID money?
Yeah.
$363 billion for the planning of the building, not building, planning of the building of the USS Boise, even though it hasn't been built yet, it's $11 billion more than the actual existing contract that they gave them to build the submarine. What's that got to do with COVID?
We're just being fleeced here, and waste, fraud, and abuse is in government is probably the one thing that burns in my belly every single day.
Uh-huh.
That and cyber. Those are the two triggers that I have personally. So I really can't believe that you know, we have this kind of issue. I mean, why are we rewarding Russia with all that Russia has done to the United States with $5 million? Syria, you know, Bashar al-Assad always brought up for war crimes, for what happened there. We have a short memory. We tend to forget the civil war in Syria that raged on for, what, 8 years?
Yes.
And so we send them money to wash their hands? What?
Yeah, that's crazy. And we've been fleeced so many times, we keep hearing about the PPP money. We had this case down here in Florida where we had the couple with, I don't know, what was it, $5-6 million or something like that. They had multiple little companies, and they put them all together, and they had money for this, money for that.
They're all recovering some of this money.
Yeah.
I mean, so that is just happening. But it's kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic. You know, that's how small and a relationship it really is.
Well, keep up the good work. That was a good article you put out there. And, folks, you can go to the founderscode.com and read it. It's entitled Biden's COVID Relief, Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Globally. You won't believe it. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the article she writes.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today I'm announcing that FEMA is going to
make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and the Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget they have 2 locations to serve you. I'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And don't forget to take the tour. Call them up, ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you, to certify you and teach you as a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Massachusetts. It's up there in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, across the bay from me. So you have 2 different locations, Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida. Now, what I suggest you do is to call them up by dialing 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Whichever one you want that's closest to you that works for you. Now, when you do, you're going to find out
exactly what it takes to be an aviation maintenance tech, and you're going to love what you see. I'll tell you that. All right. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection, National Guard troops are almost totally gone out of the Capitol, and they will turn the security over once again to the Capitol Police. Very close to doing that. They haven't quite done it yet, but they're very close to doing that, as they pulled about 2,000 of the 2,500 out in the last few days, and it looks like they're getting the rest of them out by Memorial Day for sure. Now, the Pentagon's Confederate Renaming Commission is taking a look outside places and things named after individual Confederates, its chair told reporters. It's going to include anything named to honor the Confederacy. For example, Fort Belvoir, the cruiser Antietam, which is under consideration for being renamed by the DOD Commission because those are both Civil War names, named for Confederacy people and battles. And the Air Force Inspector General will take over an ongoing investigation into the conduct of Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, a Space Force officer who was fired last week after publicly criticizing the Pentagon's diversity push and what he believes is Marxism spreading in the ranks. So now the Air Force Inspector General is going to lead the investigation. And ahead of Memorial Day weekend, Veterans Affairs officials are lifting all restrictions on visitors to veterans' cemeteries all across the country, provided that they've been vaccinated against coronavirus. They will have unlimited access, those that have been vaccinated, to all military cemeteries all across America. I can remember last year, I went with a friend to visit some graveside burials, to pay some respects to some friends that were there, as well as some other people. And it was very limited as to where you could go and what you could do. But that has changed this year. Now, as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. That coming from the CENTCOM commander telling us that, General McKenzie. And again, we'll have to keep our eyes because China and Russia are popping up everywhere. Make no mistake about it. They're popping up everywhere. They're in our backyard. They're in our not-so-backyard. They're way up in, they're up in the Arctic. I mean, good Lord. Now, the Iraqi government is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week, the first move that the U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from a site known as a breeding ground for young insurgents, and in particular, ISIS. And as the British Navy's aircraft carrier, Queen Elizabeth, and its carrier strike group prepares to set off on its maiden operational deployment, a seven-month jaunt around the world, it was joined in the North Atlantic Ocean by U.S. Navy ships and Marines taking part in the Ragnar Viking exercise in the last couple of weeks. Now, thousands of sailors and Marines will participate in the biggest U.S. naval exercise in a generation to test how the services will fight across vast distances as they prepare for a possible conflict with China or Russia. This will include some 25,000 personnel across 17 different time zones. NATO has announced they'll continue to train Afghan special forces outside the country after it winds up 18 years of security work in conflict-torn Afghanistan in coming months. And some NATO allies and other coalition countries that first deployed service members to Afghanistan in the war's early years are leaving months ahead of the September 11th deadline set by the Biden administration for all U.S. forces to depart. To quote General Petraeus, this is going to be like a vacuum. And I believe he's right. I believe he's right. Now, the Biden administration is facing new pressure to resolve a mystery that's vexed its predecessors. It's an adversary using a microwave or radio wave weapon to attack the brains of U.S. diplomats, spies, and military personnel in various concerns around the country and around the world. Cuba, again, is a problem. And when he pulled the plug on Americans and the American war in Afghanistan, President Joe Biden said the reasons for staying 10 years after the death of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden had become increasingly unclear. Now that the final departure is in sight, questions about clarity have shifted to Biden's post-withdrawal plan. What do we do next? A month after the explosives-laden drone targeted U.S. forces at an Iraq base, we are finding out that the top American commander in the Middle East is finding better ways to counter such attacks, making it a top priority. A lot of times these drones fly in at a level where they're not going to be picked up by radar, and if you don't spot them, they sneak in and they do what they need to do, and if you shoot them down, you shoot them down after they do what they do. Now, the U.S. and South Korean leaders remain far apart on topics from North Korea to human rights. We'll see what happens. And as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reviews the U.S. military's footprint across the globe, one top lawmaker is questioning whether or not a new combatant commander is needed to make growing threats from Russia and China in the increasingly accessible Arctic a ready-made force. Because we have our people up there. A lot of people up there. As well as them. The Russians are there. Big time. Now, the Defense Department must invest in its science and technology enterprise if it hopes to maintain an advantage over peer adversaries, and two reports due out this summer will outline exactly how it plans to accomplish that. We'll wait and see. To be continued. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Right after, your stations get a chance to take a little break, pay some of their bills, and I'll be back with more and Chris Markowski too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you will love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, too. They also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another bunch of money. All right, joining us right now, we've got the Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Great weather down here. Come on down.
I'm sure it is.
Although you're burning up there too, aren't you?
2 days ago we were. Today, yes, it's cooled off. It like went from 90 to 60 in a matter of a day. It's kind of funny.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let me ask you a question. Remember when the governor of Ohio said, we're going to, if you get the vaccine, we're going to enter you in the chance to win the million dollar lottery. Remember he said that?
Yes.
How many people do you think signed up for that that wouldn't have signed up to get the shot to begin with? This is amazing, the number.
I have no idea, quite frankly.
2.7 million people.
So 2.7 people are getting a shot just because they're going to get a lottery ticket?
That's right.
Okay.
A chance to win $1 million. Mm-hmm.
Whatever works. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I guess they all figure they're going to win.
Boy, I guess. I mean, again, it's a lotto ticket for crying out loud. I mean, do people understand, you know, I guess they don't.
Nope.
Odds people just don't understand. Risk, nope. They don't understand.
Nope.
Okay.
Now, speaking of which, this is kind of hard to understand. We were booming along under President Donald Trump. The economy was just taking no prisoners, right?
We do well.
Well, the economic confidence slipped for the third straight month back into negative territory, according to a survey released by Gallup. Gallup's economic confidence index dropped -7, down from +2 in April and May, back to the level registered in March of last year. Now, Gallup said the recent shifts in confidence may reflect public reaction to a stronger-than-anticipated jobs report in April, followed by a weaker-than-expected report in May. But nonetheless, the economy is obviously, the numbers are not that strong as far as what we're seeing right here. Although, try to find a job. They're everywhere and anywhere. Just think of something. If you want to do it, it's there to be had.
I think the confidence number, quite frankly, has a lot to do also with the just business owners and the frustration that they see their inability to hire workers. I think that that's a huge part of it right now. They see that their business is going to struggle because they can't find the workers, limited to what they're able to do. So I think that definitely plays a part in that.
Mm. Now, Amazon is very close to finalizing the deal to buy MGM Studios for $9 billion. And apparently what the big attraction there is the streaming services.
Well, again, yeah, well, Amazon has its Prime services, and then they get the catalog of MGM movies, including the whole entire James Bond catalog, to name one. Again, MGM has been hurting since the pandemic. They have to pour out millions of dollars every single month just in interest payments on movies that they made, mm-hmm. That they were planning on releasing, James Bond in particular. Because that, you know, I guess that movie's not supposed to hit the theaters until November, but it was supposed to come out a long time ago, and they still have to pay interest on the money that they borrowed to pay for that in essence paid for that movie. So they're hurting right now, and I think that they just saw it as an opportunity to cash in on the catalog.
Now, you're familiar with Virgin Galactic, right, with what they're doing?
Yes.
Okay, that's their space flight, I believe. They're seeing a surge in shares following a successful test flight.
Yeah, it was expected. They had a while. It took them a while before they could get that ship. That was almost 2 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, again, it bode well for the shares of their stock. Again, a lot of people very interested in signing up for this ride. It's not my cup of tea by any stretch of the imagination, but to each his own.
Yeah, now we talked about this briefly in passing last week because we weren't sure it was going to happen. But right now the big banks are looking for a rebound of credit card revenue amidst the easing of the pandemic restrictions. I don't know how they're going to get all the money back that they've lost because a lot of people haven't been able to pay their credit cards.
Well, also a lot of people have actually paid off. I mean, with some of the stimulus money, it's actually – the numbers have looked pretty good for credit card companies in regards to people paying down some of their debt.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers have been, you know, pretty good in regards to that. I think they're just kind of hoping people are out and about and spending a little bit more. I know many of the banks out there are changing their rules in regards to who can get a credit card. They're not just looking at credit scores. Now they're looking at people's bank accounts and how much money they have in their bank accounts. There's that always idea out there that you don't have any credit, but you might be doing quite well and you have money in your bank account. They're going to be more apt to give those people credit cards. So, again, there's going to be a major push to get more cards in people's hands.
Yeah, well, if possible, you don't want to load up your credit card, even though that, you know, a lot of people had to do that, and I realize it was very difficult. But I also know a lot of people – And by the way, we talked about this, I think, the other day when it came to mortgages. A lot of the payments that people have not been able to make are loaded up on the back end of these houses. And the bad thing about all that is when you go to sell the house, you got to pay off what's loaded on the back end of that, as well as whatever the house is worth. And people don't understand that there's a lot of money sitting there that they forgot about.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But yeah, but that's one of the things that people did as well with mortgage forbearance and rent forbearance. People didn't pay their rent, they didn't pay their mortgage, but they were paying down their credit card debt.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You know, that's a part of it. And again, you know, credit card debt is a killer. It really is. I mean, you're paying anywhere between 18% to 30%, on stuff. It's hard to get out of that. You don't want to get in that hole.
Yeah. And U.S. house prices are going to continue to race ahead this year, it looks like, at nearly twice the pace predicted just 3 months ago, according to a Reuters poll of analysts who said the risks to that already upbeat outlook were skewed to the upside. They're soaring right now, just like used cars. I don't know if you've known it or not, but used cars have been going up about 10% a month for the last couple of months.
Yeah, no inventory out there, without a doubt. That's a part of it. You know, used cars have been going through the roof. The automakers aren't able to manufacture cars. I mean, they've got plants shutting down because their inability to get computer chips and other items in the supply chain, making it very difficult.
I'll give you an example. We had a man drive down here from Ohio to buy a Titan XD pickup truck in Newport Richey at Moss Nissan because the vehicle he wanted didn't have chips up there. Down here it did, and he could do anything he wanted to do with the truck, plus he was going to put a snowplow on and all that stuff because that's what it was, a big four-wheel drive jacked-up truck. And that's why he came down here. He actually shopped around to find the truck. He found it down here, and there you go.
Yep, they're hard to find. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, before we have to let you go there, what do you think is going to happen up there in New York with the Cuomo brothers? I hear Chris Cuomo, Stetler, is saying they need to give him a time off, leave of absence.
I mean, they do. I mean, again, I'm sure he would love it. He'd get some time off, get a free vacation, paid vacation. Not a bad gig, but in the when all's said and done, I don't think anything's going to happen to those guys. I really don't. I think that they'll walk from this situation. I don't think the liberals will do much to put a stop to their shenanigans. They're too useful to them.
All righty, here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out, get involved, see what he has to offer. Just might be able to help you out. All right, we're coming back with more Raw. And Edwards will be around after the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.